Shabbos Bereshis. First of all, before I say this, I just wanted to point out that this year we had an extra chesed, and that is that usually we have the day of Shmini Atzeres to focus on the Yontif of Sukkot and to figure out how we're going to preserve the Yontif. But usually we have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah itself has so much to it that, and we have no day after Simchas Torah to focus on how to preserve the Simchas Torah before we step on into our daily routine. This year, Baruch Hashem, we had a Shabbos. Shabbos after Simchas Torah, which was another day that gave us an opportunity to focus on how to preserve all of the emotions and joy of the Yontif. So I pointed out on Shabbos. Past Shabbos is called Shabbos Bereshis. That's how it's Parshas Bereshis. It's called Shabbos Bereshis. And we need to preserve the Yontif that has passed, that we should be able to take that into the rest of the year with us. So I was just focusing on the Yomim Tovim that we had just such a rich month. So I figured that there are six different Zmanim that we need to preserve. That we have the Chodesh Elul, which is a month of tshuva. We have Rosh Hashanah, which is a day of Yira. Then we have Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is a time that we make up with one another. It's a time of Ahavas Yisrael. Then we have Yom Kippur, which is a day where the Rebbeinu Shleilam heals us of all our spiritual ailments. It's a day of refuah from all of our spiritual machlis. Then we have Sukkot, which is a time of simcha, Zman Simcha Seiner. Then we have Shmini Atzeres, which we unite with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's a time of bracha. That's why we lay in Vizayis HaBracha. It's a time that the Rebbeinu Shleilam blesses us before we depart from him. The word Bereshis stands for these six Zmanim. The Beis is Bracha, which is Shmini Atzeres. The Resh is Refua, which is Yom Kippur. The Aleph is Ahava, which is the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Shin is Simcha, which is Sukkot. The Yud is Yira, which is Rosh Hashanah. And the Tov is Tshuva, which is El. Shabbos Bereshis is the time to preserve all those six Zmanim. What I'd like to focus on yet another aspect of the Yom Tov. In Parshas Bereshit, it says, "V'ha'aretz ha'isos soyu v'avoyu v'choshech al pnei sahayim." The earth was void and empty. Darkness reigned over the face of the depths. V'ruach elikim rachefes al pnei amoyim. And the spirit of Hashem hovered over the face of the waters. This pasuk, especially the end of the pasuk, really, we have no idea what that means. Spirit of Hashem was hovering over the face of the waters. And I'm not sure we can understand what that means, but I believe that there's some derech avoida that we can take from it. So in order to understand it, we need to first understand what does ruach mean and what does mayim mean. What is ruach and what is mayim? Simchas Torah, the Hakafis, begin with the following words. Elokei haruchais hashiyana. The God of the winds, help us. Boichein levavois hatzlichana. He who discerns the heart, send us success. Goyel chazak, strong redeemer. Aneinu b'yam kareinu. Answer us on the day that we call. Now, these three things don't seem to have anything in common. God of the winds, he who discerns the heart, strong redeemer. And I'd like to suggest that perhaps there is a connection here between the three. On Sukkis, we have Simchas Beis HaShayeva, the tremendous joy that took place during the drawing of the water for the sake of the Nisuch HaMayim, for the sake of pouring the water on the Mizbeach, which only took place on Sukkis. And Chazal say, Mish lo'ira Simcha zu lo'ira Simcha miyamav, someone who did not see the joy of Simchas Beis HaShayeva never saw joy in their life. And we need to understand what is the purpose of this joy. Why did this invoke so much joy? Simchas Torah, a time of tremendous joy, that we were joyous with the Torah. We need to understand what it's doing after Sukkos. It seems that the appropriate time for Simchas Torah would have been on Shavuos. Why is it right after Sukkos? And it seems that this Yontav of Simchas Torah was not around during the time that the Beis HaMikdash stood. I mean, even the Simchas Torah of Eretz Yisrael, which is on Shmini Atzeres, we don't find in any of the text that there was such a Yontif of being joyous with the Torah on Shmini Atzeres. It seems that this Yontif is a latecomer. Apparently after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And we need to understand the reason for this. So I'd like to suggest that the word ruach means ratzon. It means will, desire. We find in the pasuk ha'ola al ruchachem, that comes up on your desire. So ruach is really a person's ratzon, a person's want, a person's will. And unfortunately, there are many wills that are not appropriate, various wants and desires that are not good. And those are called ruchais rois, the bad ruchais, the bad wants, the bad desires. But there is a good ratzon. There is a good will. The will to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilim. The will to grow in Ruchnius. The will to grow in spirituality. That is the real Ratzon of every Yid. Every Yid, it might be very deep down, but every Yid has a good will, a good Ruach. And that ruach is called ruach elokim. It's called the godly will, the godly desire. Now, all of Sukkos is really it's a yontif of water. Chazal tell us bechag nidoinim al hamayim. On Sukkos we are judged on water. And water is really a symbolic. Water really means parnasa. And water meaning parnasa seems to be the most dominating ruach that there is. The will to make parnasa, the will to make more money, seems to dominate not only the rest of society, but it dominates ourselves as well. We find the majority of our day is consumed by our parnassos, consumed by seeking parnassa, making money. That seems to consume us. And we find the Hoshana Rabbah, which is a Yom Hadin, it's a day of judgment, is a day, once again, it's a day that we're judged on Parnasa, and you can see from the Hishanis that we say that so many of them are tefillas for Parnasa. On Shmini Atzeres, we daven for rain, once again, Parnasa. The Psicha, as I'm sure you all, the opening the Aron Kodesh for Geshem is a Zgula for Parnasa. Mayim represents Parnasa, and the Sukkis is a Yomtiv that really is all about water. The Nisuch HaMayim was on the Mizbeach on Sukkis, the Simchas Beis HaSheva was drawing of the water. So one would have thought that the most important will that we have is the will to make money, the will to make a parnasa, the will to make a living. That seems to consume the majority of our day. Comes Sukkos. Comes Sukkos, which is the holiday that we are judged on parnasa. Nidoinim al amayim. We are going to show the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, although we are so consumed with parnasa, although it seems to take up the majority of our day, nevertheless, we are going to show you that the mayim, the water, that we really care about is not the mayim of parnasa. The mayim, the water that we care about, is the mayim of avodas Hashem. So the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was tremendous. And there was an extra point in maximizing the Simcha that we had with the water of Avodas Hashem. We need to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that although we might be consumed with the water of Parnasa all the time, the water of Avodas Hashem is our first priority, and that is our primary joy. As long as the Beis HaMikdash stood, we were able to demonstrate that our primary joy is the water of Avodas Hashem and not the water of Parnasa. But now that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, we don't have that ability anymore. We don't have water of Avodas Hashem. We don't have Nisuch HaMayim. We don't have Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The only Mayim that we have left is Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Torah is also called Mayim. So a new Yontif came about, a Yontif of Simchas Torah, and also it's an expression of Simcha that is unparalleled. We are showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that although this entire Yontif, a whole Yontif of Nedoinim Al HaMayim passed by, a Yontif that we daven for Parnasa, you should know, Ribbono Shel Olam, that Mayim is secondary. The Mayim that is our primary joy is Simchas HaTorah. It's the Mayim of Torah that we are joyous about. That's why Simchas Torah follows Sukkot specifically. And we start the Hakafis with the words, Elokei HaRuchos. You are the God that knows our wills, that knows our wants. You understand our Ruach. Boichin Levavos. And you are the one that can discern the heart, and you know, you Ribbono Shel Olam, you are the only one that knows that our real Ratzon is the Ratzon of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that Mayim of Simchas HaTorah. Supersedes any other type of Mayim that we have. The problem is that sometimes it is so locked up within us, that Ratzon is so locked up within us that we can't access it. So we ask, Goyel Chazak Anenu V'yam Kareinu, Mighty Redeemer, answer us on the day we call. Redeem that Ratzon that might be locked so deep within us. Allow us to be able to tap into that Ratzon and to really experience the Simcha Satorah, the Simcha of Mayim that supersedes any other type of Simcha or Ratzon that we have. So it tells us the Pasuk that when a person realizes that V'ha'oretz ha'isa toyu v'avoya, when we realize that artzius, that earthliness, is void and empty, that the depths, all the depths have is darkness, then we will come to realize that veruach alekim, then that rotzain that each and every yid has, the ruach alekim merachefes al pnei amayim, that will hover over all other waters. The water of parnosa, the ruach alekim will be merachefes al pnei amayim. But we have to realize that the oretz is toyu v'avoyu, that earthliness is void and empty v'choshech al pnei sahim. The boichen levavois, the elokei aruchos, knows that the true simcha that we have is with the real mayim, the mayim of Torah, the mayim of avodas Hashem, not with the mayim of parnasa. Although that might consume the majority of our day, that is not our primary focus. So the what we need to take into the rest of the year is the tefillah of Goyal Chazak Aneinu V'yom Kareinu. We need to ask Hashem to redeem that want and desire that lies within each and every one of us, that we should be able to tap into that Ruach Elikim that lies within us, and we should be able to bring it out into action, into fruition, that our growth in Ruchnias should become our first priority. Thank you all for listening.